Question was asked in Nosach Berachot, in the text of Berachot. And when we put on the tefillin, we say the Haniach tefillin. Question was asked, why don't we use the Torah word Totafot? Haniach Totafot. So different answers have been given. One answer, which is the most pashut answer, is that the word Totafot is only used for Tefillin Shel Rosh. The Tosafot explained in Menachot of Lamed Daled that the Totafot actually is Tat Pat. It's foreign language. Tat means two, and Katpi, and Pat and Afriki. So Tat and Pat equals four. So really, Totafot is referring to the four compartments of Tefillin Shel Rosh. Tefillin Shel Yad is not called Totafot. If you look in the Torah, it only says Totafot ben Anecha. It doesn't call Totafot by Tefillin Shel Yad. So since we're putting on Yad and Rosh, so they chose a more general word, which is the word Tefillin. And the question is, what does Tefillin mean? In English, to say phylacteries. But that doesn't help us too much. What is the word tefillin? So the Mefarshim go back and forth. There's a Sefer Ketav Kabbalah from the Torah. So he writes that the word tefillin, Ne'emnu Pirushim Shonim, different interpretations have been said. ויותר נראה שהוא מלשון פלא. פלא, not in the lashon of a wonder, but like in the pasuk in Mitzrayim where it says "Behifli," God will separate between the Jews and the Egyptians. שעניינו הפרשה והבדלה. So he writes, that's why they chosen the nosach of the beracha tefillin. Lashon hafrasha v'havdala, because it's a word that shows separation. When you say the beracha, nikabel alenu ha'tachlit ha'mechuvan b'nachato, that we should reach the objective of the tefillin. Lehiyotenu perushim u'muvdalim v'machshavot hara'ot. It's in order to remove oneself from the bad thoughts, not only when he's wearing the tefillin, but during the day, and from the bad deeds. And not to go after our eyes. And our inclination. If a person wears the tefillin without the kavanah, even if he's wearing them all day long, lo yegi'enu mehem ha'to'elet. He will not benefit la'asot roshim pinimi, to make an inner change benefesh. Kemo ha'koshet chut be'ahat mezbe'arotav. It's like a person that ties a red string around his finger, but he doesn't know why he tied the red string. So he forgot why he tied the red string, so it doesn't serve a purpose. Ki en be'kishirat ha'chut to'elet ha'zikaron. Rak be'et kishirato ha'at kavanah she'yeh lo bo meskirat ha'davar ha'miyuchad. So therefore, tefillin is a lashon that applies to tefillin shel yad and rosh, and there's a message behind the word tefillin, that when you're wearing a tefillin, it's supposed to remind you that we're different, that we're special, that we're unique, that we're not allowed to act like everybody else, nor are we allowed to think and prioritize our priorities in life like the rest of the world. So that can explain why they chose lashon tefillin as opposed to lashon totafot.